This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malagana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Josh, tell you what else is a high pressure situation. Proposing to someone.
Proposing marriage.
Probably not high pressure, just like very important. You really want to make sure you do it right.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of people proposing in very creative, romantic ways and also not.
Yeah, just sort of going, I feel like I'm going to be in a bit of trouble if I don't do this soon.
Yep.
Do you want to get married?
Exactly. One of my friends or a person I know just literally put like the engagement ring in, like he wrapped it up in like nice wrapping and then just like put it on the counter bench and was like to his girlfriend at the time, hey, don't open that. And then went out to the shed and she opened it and was like, oh, I say yes. I'm like, that's so lazy. You didn't even ask, dude.
It's kind of funny though. It's like I know you well enough to know that you won't be able to not.
And I guess that's nice. You
Is
can
it
always,
the thought that counts?
That's it. You can always kind of make it work where you're like, I put thought into this. It was really nice. I've seen a proposal that is gross. It's just gross and it's not good on any level. A dude, I'm guessing a farmer, has decided that he is going to go out and put an engagement ring on the udder of a cow, teat.
Yep.
So then, you know, the teat is like a finger, and then he's put the ring on. I mean, guessing that his girlfriend will go out and milk the cow and go, and not just think, what the hell's been going on here, and go, oh my God, this is my boyfriend, he's proposing to me. It's all worked out for the best. Thank God, somehow.
The problem with an udder, in my opinion, is it looks like a cross between like a finger and
a very long nipple.
Well, yeah, and other appendages, potentially.
I would say it looks like a very, very long nipple, which is super gross. I tell you what I find. On a surface level, ring on an udder, rank. Gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
And then you start to think about all the things that had to happen for this to have happened. This guy probably went out in the dark and tried to fit a wedding ring on a moving cow's udder.
Can I ask a question?
Did he milk the cow beforehand?
Yeah, well, that's the question, but here's the other question, right?
Sure.
How many cows does he have? Because if it's a dairy farm, what if you lost the cow you put it on?
I think it's a small farm. I don't think it's like a massive dairy farm.
Do you reckon, second question, he spoke to the cow? He said, hey, come here, Daisy.
Yeah, probably.
You know, here's what my dad, we have dogs.
Yeah.
My dad talks to the dogs relentlessly, talks to them like they're human beings. Do you reckon the farmer did the same thing? You're going to be in for a part of a very special moment now, Daisy. Here we go.
Nah, when I look at cows.
The cow would have been like, what the hell are you doing?
When I see cow's eyes, I'm like, nothing's coming in there. Nothing. It's just straight one ear, straight out the other.
They're just happy with the grass. Yeah. They walk around.
I tell you what, the cow might have been upset because maybe the cow, I mean, an udder is the closest thing the cow has to a finger. Maybe the cow thought it was being proposed to. And then when the lady came up, stole the ring off, the cow's like, what the hell, dude?
Imagine that. Imagine if,
steal my man.
Imagine that if, like, the courts intervene. I'm like, well, technically, you've proposed to the cow.
You proposed to the cow. Pick one. Do you want your girlfriend or the cow?
Yeah,
because you clearly can't make up your mind.
Daisy's walking down the aisle.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Some bad news for those of us who want to know everything there is to know about aliens. Facebook have announced that they've shut down the Storm Area 51 group.
Not really a problem for Australians, but I'm kind of devastated because I wanted to see what was going to go on.
Yeah.
I got like near 2 million people saying that they were going to storm the gates of Area 51 to find aliens. I'm a little upset. As a big fan, I'm a very big fan of the X-Files. I like to believe that there are smarter intelligence.
The truth is out there?
The truth is out there
somewhere.
Yeah,
okay, I was going to say.
And look, I'm kind of upset that this is not going ahead anymore. Well, at least Facebook shut it down.
Was the US military kind of warning people not to do this?
No, the US military were like, if you actually do this, we will react like the US military. But they were also having like briefs and stuff about, so if this actually does happen in September, here's how we will actually react. Because this is the thing. In the Facebook group, no one was like threatening violence. The most violent thing is they were going to get rock throwers. People were just going to go throw rocks.
So it's just what the idea was. It's just a whole bunch of people would rush at the gates at once.
Yeah.
And then once in this highly fortified, highly secretive military base, they would find aliens.
And alien spacecraft and alien weapons and really just have the time of their lives.
Yeah.
I guess we can't because there's secrets and stuff in there, but honestly, Area 51, there's not aliens in Area 51, I don't think. They should just go, look, we'll just show you around. We'll show one of you around, and you can do like a live stream if you want, and you can see how boring the stuff in here is.
We'll do some stuff where we'll put some drapes over incredibly secretive military technology we don't want any other country knowing about.
Yep.
And if it's not flying saucer shaped,
exactly,
you guys won't be concerned at all.
Yeah, we can show you. We'll do a roll call. Everyone will come out, and if you see no aliens, no little green men, then you can all leave.
Problem is, I wouldn't ever buy that.
Of course not.
I'd be like, there are so many levels underground. Yeah. What are you stopping us from seeing? Quite frankly, speaking of stopping us from seeing, Facebook have shut this group down. It violates their terms and conditions, apparently.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, of course it does. It's an event solely dedicated to storming a military base.
Yeah.
But what's Mark Zuckerberg hiding now?
What's Mark Zuckerberg hiding?
Is he himself an alien, perhaps?
Well, that's what everyone says. Everyone reckons he's a lizard man, but...
You reckon?
Maybe his brothers are down there.
We can't let anybody in Area 51.
That's right. He'll probably be down there. And then when we storm, we go, Mark? And he'll be like, oh, this is why I try to cancel it.
The giant book of ideas that Facebook came from and the ideas like where Amazon came from, where Microsoft came from, the thing that make all these guys billionaires, it's just a book of ideas.
Yeah.
And that's what they're keeping at Area 51. They let one person in every 20 years to see this, this book of amazing ideas. It's like, you know what? We're not due for another one yet. Yeah. In 5 years, some young kid's getting let in there to see the next idea.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, right now,
we're
going to do a little bit of a test.
Yeah, exactly right.
A little bit of a test of one of our loved ones. Now, we did this test with our mothers.
Yeah.
Basically what it is, collect call.
Remember those like 1-800-REVERSE where you would call someone and they would get the charges from the phone call?
Little automated message will be a message from one of us saying, hey, please answer the call.
Yeah, hey,
then
let's have a chat.
The computer voice takes back over and lists an exorbitant price.
Exactly
for
right.
For the call. In the case of our mums, I think it was about $30.
$30 was... that's a lot of money to accept, but our mothers both very much love us.
Well, they love us.
So you would think that they would still answer it despite the fact that to speak to their only sons, they might pay $30.
After the tone, they either had to say yes or no.
No. No. No.
There you go.
It was harsh.
Yeah, it was not good.
It hurt. Yeah. It did hurt. Now, this morning, we've got another test. My dad.
Your father.
Now, anybody who knows my dad probably should get in contact with me because hasn't spent a lot of time in Canberra. I would say, just to fill you in, notoriously stingy.
Yeah. Does have a tightish pocket. Now, how much money have you decided to go for this time? Because with the mums, we thought we could kind of play on their love for us, and so we made it kind of high of $30.
$12.
$12?
Yeah.
Look, I know your dad.
He's not
going to
say
pushing it.
Look, I would say I don't think he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
But I do have a bit of a tactic. If I mention something being wrong with my car, in the little pre-recorded message I get, I have a feeling he will say yes.
Really? Okay.
He is obsessed with things going wrong with my car.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're going to say $12, which he won't...
He's not going to say yes to,
but you're going to throw the ace of car problems in there, hoping he'll do it. All right.
Let's see what happens. This is the collect call love test, and it is incredibly painful to hear.
Yep.
Unless it works, in which case...
Great.
Dad can drop that stingy title from his name officially, I think. Here we go.
Craig speaking.
Hello, this is a collect call request from...
Dad, there's a problem with my phone and my car has... Yeah, anyway, just please accept...
To accept the collect call, after the tone, say yes. This will incur a charge of $15. To deny the call, after the tone, say no, and hang up.
Yes.
Dad!
The first person ever.
The first person to say yes to our collect call. How are you?
You psychopath.
Really are testing the love of those around us, but that's fine.
Oh, my God. And Mum said no.
Ned's mum said no. Yeah, this is incredible. Craig, would you have charged Josh the $15 that it would have cost to answer?
And some.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough, yeah.
Why did you answer? Why would you answer and not Mum? You're the stingy one, usually.
Yeah, well, I can, because it was you sounding frantic and the word car in the
screen. Yeah, I knew car was going to be the word. Here's the thing, right? This is, now, any time that Mum tries to go, oh, your father's too stingy, I will play this audio for you.
Yeah, we've
have
got
it
the audio.
Here. She said no, you said yes.
Oh, I just can't believe how much I should be thanking you.
This is really a test for us.
Don't worry, the car's fine. Yeah. I mean, fine's a relative term, but the car's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Great. $30, that'll cost you.
That's inflation.
Thanks, Dad.
See you, Craig.
Good morning, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
So what we're very excited about right now, though, is we get to catch up with Dami Im. She is coming to the Southern Cross Club in Woden.
Yeah.
And she joins us on the phone right now. Morning, Dami.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Fantastic, thank you.
How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
I'm so excited that you're coming to Canberra. One of the things that I have noticed about the Southern Cross Club is you are doing a dinner and show option, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But my question to you is, do you get any input into the menu at all? I mean, it is a Dami Im show. Do you get to choose the menu for the dinner and show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm designing the... No, I'm not.
Yeah. I was going to say, wow, that's actually incredible.
This is news to me, to be honest. I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. I mean, you know, they don't do dinners in every venue that I do, so that's great for the people of Canberra.
It is very exciting. Yeah, we are a little bit spoiled to be getting you in that setting. Fantastic.
Well, Dami, your enormous song, Sound of Silence, is fantastic. Everyone really, really loved it. Something that happened very close to you releasing your song called Sound of Silence was that Disturbed covered a song named also Sound of Silence. Do you think that that helped, or do you think that hindered the success of the song, of your song, The Sound of Silence?
I remember that happening because I was looking, you know, at the charts, and I think their version of The Sound of Silence was charting really high, and my song had just come out, so I was like, oh my god, and I thought it was my song.
Everybody googling that phrase at the time put you in front of a bunch of Disturbed fans, put Disturbed in front of a bunch of your fans.
It's like, when people do a collaboration, that's the whole point, right? So
you just get like
I collaborated with them without
without actually doing it. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Hey, Dami, you're not first and foremost an actress, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're actually in the movie Trolls, aren't you?
Oh, so kind of.
You're in the Australian version of Trolls.
I did the voice for Justin Timberlake's grandma.
Yeah, exactly, Are you buying literally everyone you know copies of the DVD Trolls and go, I'm actually in this movie with Justin Timberlake and Russell Brand. We're all in it. Oh, you should have seen them. We were having so much fun on set.
Well, you know, it's in that movie, my role literally has like two sounds in it. Like it's not even proper sentences. It's such a tiny role that when my friends tried to find it, they blinked and they kind of missed it. But it's the shortest role. It's so embarrassing. But I actually got to meet Justin Timberlake. I got to interview him because I was his grandma. I got to do this whole press.
That's incredible.
Every media is asking me about this new role I'm doing as an actress. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I was so embarrassed, but I'm like, okay, well, if people want to know about it, then I'm just going to milk it and say that was my Hollywood debut.
Yeah, lovely.
You will forever be on IMDb starring alongside Justin Timberlake. So that's always forever online.
My debut, and it's not bad for a debut.
Right? No one can.
It's very good.
Absolutely fantastic for a film debut. Dami, we are so excited to have you coming to Canberra. Thank you so much for including us on a stop for one of your shows, and thanks for giving us some time this morning and having a chat.
Thank you, guys. I can't wait to be there.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Now, this is a weird time to be talking about this, given that it is -2 at the moment, but the Capital Authority have approved the massive inflatable water park that could be happening on Lake Burley Griffin.
Well, not so
could
exciting.
Be. It's going to be happening.
Exactly right.
This is the most
Black
exciting
Mountain Peninsula is so exciting. I saw photos of this like when it was summer.
Mm.
I saw photos of this when it was winter, like a couple of months ago, and I was like, there's no way. No one's going to get into that. And I can't believe that it's happened.
Well, see, this is the thing. Given that it's -2 at the moment, I don't understand how we can be starting to... This is the thing. Plans are coming through. People are approving the plans while it's this cold.
Yeah, exactly. So that means people are desperate for summer.
People are keen for summer. Yeah. And it's literally like you've got to put yourself in the mind space of somebody who is warm,
mm-hmm.
who wants to cool off.
Yep.
And where are they going to go? Brand new adventure park, inflatable water park in Canberra.
They should send politicians. I mean, I feel like there's already too much government spending. Not that I'm basing that on anything, but they should send a politician to, like, where is it summer at the moment? Italy. And be like,
is a water park fun? And they go, yeah, it's really, really good. And they go, oh, well, fantastic. We'll just approve the one here then. That's great.
Is that how the politicians get into all kinds of tax problems when they start doing fact-finding missions that aren't just holidays? But I actually, you know what? That would be a perk of this job, I would imagine.
Exactly.
You've got to find out exactly how this works.
Have a researcher.
Go somewhere where it's summer right now. Check out the inflatable park. Look, this is great. And it's also serving as a second thing that nobody is realizing yet, which is absolutely fantastic news. Ninja Warrior. This is a Ninja Warrior training course.
Oh, my God. It really is.
Have you seen this thing? It could literally train a whole bunch of Canberrans to be on next year's Ninja Warrior.
This is exciting. So we have Duntroon, which is a training facility as well.
For the military, obviously.
For the military.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now we have a Ninja Warrior training facility.
We're becoming the training mecca of the nation. This is fantastic.
That's very exciting. So this is essentially, I'm excited to become, this is like exercising being fun, which is exactly what I'm up for. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about is the water. And I feel like that's not something that is going to be a grand shock to anyone who lives in Canberra, is that the water of Lake Billy Griffin.
Yeah, look.
You don't see many people swimming in there.
Few people are asking that exact question right now. You know, and I think this water park is going to be particularly, particularly successful. People from out of town.
Honestly, let them get in first. Let them have a try it out. You guys sick yet? No?
Let's all get into it. It's going to be so much fun.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, you and I have a classy-ish event on Friday. We're hosting a dance
competition.
Yeah, dance competition.
People stomping the yard for charity, though.
Exactly right. So I'm very excited about it. We found out the other day that it was smart casual. Now, I have a few shirts laying around.
I'm smart, and I'm going to dress in something casual. That's pretty much my attitude towards smart casual. So trackies and a hoodie for me.
Yeah, the casual part.
It's pretty casual, and I'm pretty smart. So there we go.
I'll be a smart Alec, and I will dress casual. So I was like, I've got a couple of shirts. I just need to have a check of which ones I still have because I threw a couple out. I had a look. Got some flannels there that will be fine, like classy flannelette.
Classy flannels.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, my I'm going to wear trackies and your I've got some flannels. Yeah. Sound basically the same, except you're
not joking.
Yeah, you're not joking.
So I had a look and I was like, these will do. These are fine. If I wear some nice jeans, some nice shoes, this will be okay. Had a look at them though and I was like, God, they are wrinkly. Now I have an iron. But
you don't do what I tell you to do, do you?
What?
So I have a foolproof shirt hanging method, which is the second the shirt comes out of the wash, you put that bad boy on a coat hanger, and then you sort of smooth it out with your hands, make sure all the pockets are sitting where they're supposed to sit, and then when it dries like that.
See, the ironic thing is that is exactly what I do because I've seen you do it for so long.
Then why doesn't it work for you?
I don't know. I think maybe the texture on these shirts is bad. They're a bit rough because that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to do it and I've like steamed up my bathroom.
You basically iron with your hands and then just let the shirt dry.
So I have an iron, but I don't have an ironing board, which is very weird. So I went out to Kmart yesterday and bought an ironing board and then I realized, cool, I've never ironed before in my life. I'm 24. I've just never ironed.
Yeah, I used to have to do it at home. My mum hates ironing and she used to make me iron my
Did you
stuff.
Go to a private school at any point?
Yep.
Is that why you had
For
iron?
A couple of years.
I didn't go to a... I
was a little
schools.
Weirdo. I used to iron my cargo pants.
That is weird.
I used to be obsessed with my clothes when I was like 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. I used to think that... No, that was the thing. Yeah. I didn't want that. And when my mum ironed my clothes, she'd do that with jeans. She'd give me like a little crease down the middle. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to the Melbourne Cricket Ground members area? Why are we doing this? So I had to iron my jeans the way I wanted them. And what I'm now realizing as I'm saying it out loud as an adult was the greatest Jedi mind trick that my mum ever pulled on me. Iron my jeans to look stupid so that I do the ironing for her.
Yeah, she really figured you
out. That's so clever, mum. Well done.
So I was like, I'll figure this out. Then I got caught away with the iron little thing where it goes,
oh, that's good fun.
And I just did that heaps. And then my shirt was wet. And so I was like, oh, no. And so I was like, I don't know how to iron. And I can't figure this out. So I had to go to faithful old YouTube. And
good morning, Mrs. YouTube.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I had to be taught how to iron off YouTube. And it was embarrassing because the guy who was teaching me how to iron on YouTube
Good morning, Mr. YouTube.
He was essentially like, okay, you're probably an adult watching this.
This is embarrassing for you and for me.
Yeah, this is, I'm doing this. I'm teaching you something you should already know.
This is great. Learning stuff off YouTube is the best. Did you iron well or did you?
I ironed sufficiently.
Yeah, great.
I'll probably give it another run through just to make sure I'm doing it the right way.
Before you know it, you'll be ironing your pillowcases. You just become obsessed with ironing.
I love it. I'm just going to start ironing my jumpers. I would love to know on 131060 though, what did you learn from YouTube? What did you watch a YouTube tutorial about to learn?
Poaching eggs.
poaching eggs.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You can learn how to cook a lot of things on YouTube.
I got taught how to poach eggs off YouTube.
YouTube's just amazing because you can learn literally anything on YouTube. You can learn how to drive. Whatever the other one
probably
I said,
should
Drew.
Learn to drive for an actual person. But still, yeah. You could if you wanted to.
Exactly right. You can teach anything from YouTube.
Even how to wrap up a radio break that's gone too long. 131060 is the number to call right now. Get on the phone and let us know, what did you learn off YouTube?
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
You know what? There is something that has absolutely been a cornerstone of the futures here for literally 100 years, and that is flying cars.
Of course. So, since we've had cars, we've imagine if these flew.
It's happening.
Well, there's actually
flying
cars.
And there's been no fanfare. Like, that fanfare that I played then, that little six-second MP3, that's the only fanfare.
That's it. Hey, what do you mean it's done?
Uber are announcing flying Ubers. It's happened. It's done.
Yeah.
And it went from announcement like 7 months ago to Melbourne are getting them by like 2021.
Jeez.
This is happening. Yeah. Like, it's actually going to happen. The planning's been approved. Everything's happening. Like, they're going to... When are flying cars in like a couple of years?
Yeah.
The future. Like, we're done. Pack up. Go home. The future's here.
The Uber Air thing, are they calling it Uber Air?
I don't know what they're calling it.
Is it? It's not helicopters,
they're drones.
Is it?
They're like drones that people can sit in.
Yeah, but Uber drone.
Still flying cars.
That's it, yeah. This is it. This is pretty much the thing that everyone's the most pissed about with Back to the Future. So we got to 2016.
People are pretty angry. They're on hoverboards.
Yeah, but we've got those weird little things that kept catching on fire on airplanes.
No, that's true. Yeah.
The thing that I feel like everyone was like, well, where are these? We're flying cars because everyone had one.
That's what I'm trying to say. The future's here. And what I'm actually angry about is no one seems to care.
Yeah.
How angry everybody gets when they're like, yeah, we still don't have flying cars.
Yeah. Well, we do now.
We
get in one.
What are we talking about?
You can go from Marvel Stadium to somewhere else in Melbourne.
You couldn't just go to the MCG? Marvel Stadium to the MCG?
I honestly probably...
If you were sticking on the theme of stadiums, why'd you name the less famous stadium in Melbourne?
Be honest, I probably thought that was the same thing. Who knows? Marvel Stadium, I know it's a new name. Maybe that is the MCG. Who knows? Certainly not me.
I do. It's not. They're separate stadiums.
What if you went from St Kilda to Geelong?
There you go. That's a bit. I don't know if the drones can make it that far.
I'm not caught up with Melbourne.
The point I'm trying to make here is get excited about Wednesday, the 7th of August, Canberra. As you go to work this morning, you think to yourself, oh, God, midweek, whatever. Yeah. No, the future's here.
We've done it. We got
to see flying cars be invented.
It'll make it more palatable as well. When I get in an Uber and then I realize it's like going to be $80, I'm always like, God. Why did I get an Uber? It'll be so much better if I'm flying.
Yeah, look, there are going to be some poo-pooers that will say things like, you're not going to see this thing driving down the highway.
Yeah.
It's going to do minimal driving.
Yeah.
And to them I say, the future's here.
The future is here, and I'm excited.
Stop pooping on everyone's parties. In fact, stop pooping outside in general. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That is the end of this morning's show. We are going to be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m.
Yes.
Probably. We'll speak to you then. You have a fantastic Wednesday, Canberra. Speak to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.